Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night.
That's that little band from Texas, little ZZ Top, Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll use those to your advantage. We built them just for you. We put new stuff up all the time. All 10 of the segments from our radio show, our live radio show every day, all 10 segments go up as podcasts within a couple of hours after I go off the air. They're up there, and you can go listen to those segments. You can read articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members, thousands of articles, so many that my Brain Trust members have contributed to our website. And you can subscribe to my newsletter that comes every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. You can my book, The Age of the Customer, I hope you'll buy it. That's the only thing we charge for is a book over on the website, on the book website. But if you want to just read about it, you can find that on my website, on the main website. And you can read all about The Age of the Customer. Most of what's in the book is serialized on my website. So whatever it takes, we just want you to get better. We want you to become more successful and have more fun and do better for everybody. So I want to change subjects a little bit and not talk about business for a minute. I want to talk about something that's on my mind, and perhaps it's on your mind. And it's something I want to say about the sickening attacks in Orlando last week that killed or wounded over 100 innocent people. You know, folks, we've got to make sure that when we talk about these horrible things that happen, if we're going to solve the problem, if we're going to deal with it, we have to make sure that we're focusing on what's wrong and not what somebody wants us to make believe is wrong. As long as we use the gun control argument as a canard for the real reason that the Orlando thing happened, as long as we use these canards, whatever it might be, if it's gun control, whatever excuses we want to make, whatever lies we want to tell ourselves about what are the real reasons this happened, we won't solve any of them. There'll be more to come. So, you know, political correctness is the enemy of truth. And we're not going to solve problems if we aren't able to tell the truth. If we can't tell, especially things that are right in front of our eyes, that you know, the sun is up, the sun is not, is down, it's daylight and it's dark, you know, that's right in front of your eyes. You can't lie about those things. Some things that are right in front of us are just like daylight and dark. You know, Chicago has one of the most restrictive gun regimes in the country. Did you know that? Chicago, one of the most restrictive, there's no tougher place to get a gun than Chicago, and yet Chicago, more Chicagoans died every month this year from a gunshot as died in the Orlando shooting. Every month it's like an Orlando shooting in Chicago. More than that, in 2016, January through June, and June's not even up yet. I'm including June, and the numbers I'm using are already more than the Orlando shooting was, even for June, and June's not even over yet. And yet Chicago has all these gun restrictions. That belies the gun argument, doesn't it? In 2013-2015, a U.S. college campus was the crime scene of a mass stabbing. Two different mass stabbings. A student went nuts, whatever reason, went crazy and started stabbing people in mass stabbings twice on college campus, 2013-2015. As you know, in 2013, the Boston Marathon attackers used pressure cookers as their delivery platform for their murderous actions. And remember, my friends, we have to remember this. There were no guns used in the killing of almost 3,000 people on September 11, 2001. No guns were used to do that. We know that the Orlando murderer was well known as someone who had a suspicious background. He was his involvement with terroristic behavior was such that he put him on the FBI's terror list, on their radar, I should say, more than once. He was a close friend of the first American, and he was a close friend in the mosque of the first American to go over and blow himself up in Syria as a member of ISIS. This guy was known to the FBI, and yet this terrorist was allowed to purchase guns within the system. Even people who sold him the guns and had no choice but to sell him the guns told the authorities, this guy is weird. Why were they pushed back? Why didn't they follow through on that? Was it political correctness? Shouldn't we look at the reason our current system failed before we add new restrictions, as some people are now proposing? Folks, if we want to stop another Boston or Newtown or Fort Hood or San Bernardino or Charleston or Orlando, we have to focus on the real issue. What causes anyone to intentionally hurt someone else is not what's in their heart, their hand, but rather what's in their heart. What causes people to hurt someone is not what's in their hand, but in their heart. We need more truth and accuracy in our debates.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.